I'd like to do a couple of exercises that point us in the direction, the kivun, of equanimity. And the first will be, it's on. The first will be a daily life style guided visualization, dimion, imagination. And the second will be more about finding ground and earth as a kind of ground for us. So we can get back, inshallah, zola, matzav shel modaut, nochuchut, refuge. Feel ourselves sitting here and now, fully gathered into this moment. Translation of samadhi, gathering. So we gather our attention into now. And then as the thoughts arise in a natural way, go to a situation that you remember in your life, which can be yesterday, or it can be last week, or it can be a month ago, where you felt disturbed and challenged. Such as someone arguing with you, maybe in the family or in close relationships, someone hurting you even. Or maybe at work, whatever. Just go back to a single situation which you felt too much, overwhelmed, couldn't deal with it. And go back over that situation. Begin to look at it more clearly in your imagination. How were you? What were you saying? Who was the other person, if there was another person there? What were they saying? What was the clothes that you were wearing or they were wearing? Go back and feel the situation very alive, coming from memory. And particularly, what was the feelings that you had then? the dogma, for example, Elbon, that grew in you, inside you, so that you felt upset and it stayed with you even afterwards and it was too much. And just get that sense, that feeling of challenge and being overwhelmed by the tsunami of that event, this challenging event. What was it felt like? And now come for a moment into the now and just remember what we've been practicing here, the sense of steadiness, even the phrases, may I not be disturbed by the coming and going of events. Just reconnect with the sense of equanimity and what it's like as we've experienced it here, as we understood it and explored it together, a taste of it now. And now go back over that situation. And imagine how it would be if you had that same feeling then. Imagine if you could recruit Le Gaies to gather the sense of equanimity at that time and feel it, imagine it, how it would be for you to have met the challenge with steadiness, equanimity. Spaciousness, it doesn't knock you down anymore. You felt open, spacious, sense of freedom and stability, ready for what happens. And rewrite the script. How might it have played out differently? How would it have been, or how could it have been different if you'd had that sense of equanimity in that situation? Just kind of rewrite the script, Tasrit. How could it have been different? And just as a conclusion to this exercise, ask yourself what I learned by going through this exercise. Seeing we have the possibility in our life to do just that, get a sense of even intention, I will do that next time these situations arise. I will recruit the equanimity that I know, kind of a sense of our capacity, our yicholet, to receive challenging experiences in our daily life with the same equanimity. Feel the confidence that we have that we can do it to some extent. And that's okay. And that's, and we can leave it like that as a kind of intention to remember when it happens in the future to be able to recruit this power of equanimity within the challenges of our daily life. So the next exercise is, I want to actually quote directly from a sutta. The next exercise will be again exercise in exploring more extended states and basically connecting with the power of earth, air, fire and water. It's a different quality to it than the last exercise, but it's all in the same direction. So I'll just simply quote the sutta. And then we'll practice it. So the sutta says, it's the Mahara Hulavada Sutta, and it says, develop a meditation that is like the earth. For then, pleasant and unpleasant contacts with the world through the senses will not invade the mind. Just as people throw clean and dirty things, shit and urine and spit, on the earth, and the earth is not horrified and disgusted, but absorbs it all. That's the sutta, and then it goes into water, fire, and air. I'll try. Yutra taper meditatia kmoha adama. Vaaz chavayot neimot o lo neimot derech maga im ha-chushim, derech ha-chushim, hem lo polshim b'mind. Okay, polshim? Invade the mind?
Polshim.
Hem lo polshim b'toch ha-mind. Kmo anashim she-zorkim, dvarim, meluchachim, chara, v'kol minei. על על האדמה והאדמה הוא לא מבהלת?
מגעל
is not shocked or horrified, מגעל ויכול לקבל את הכל. So bad translation, but you got the picture. So I just want to spend a few minutes now just going through the elements to very classic practice in the Dharma, very classic. So as we sit, Akshav Kshanachnu Yoshvim, Ragishim Eze Yitzivut, שבעצם לא, אנחנו לא רק Yoshvim al ha'adama. We're not just sitting on the earth. We are the earth. Feel the earthiness of our being. Aguf shelanu asui mi'chomer. Atzamot shelanu kmo ha'avanim. The bones are like the stones in the world. Yesh eze chomriyut, there's physicality in our body. Like the earth, we are the earth. We are belonging to the earth. We are made of the same stuff. Feel ourselves and the earth as one thing. And what's that feeling of being earth? Solid, huge. And get a sense that if we remember, if we sense this, it's a bit like the meditation on the rock that Ron was guiding before. If we sense our earthiness and our sense that we belong to the earth and we are the earth, something big and solid and not able to be shocked and destroyed and overwhelmed and knocked over by events, challenges, etgarim. The earth is not shocked and horrified. The earth can take it all. Get that feeling. I'm the earth and I can take it all. Now let my meditation be like water. I am like water. I am full of water. Ani male mayim, ani mayim. The same water, oto mayim shalom. Yam v'geshem v'ananim. We're the same. My meditation can be like water, flowing, endless, like a sea, like a lake. Kamo yam, kamo okeanus. So just let the image of water, Hadimui shel mayim, shel okeanos, shel agam, shel lake, just let it fill us, this image. And just get a sense of how something poured into this water just is absorbed. We can absorb it. Our meditation as water can absorb and receive disturbing things, anything that can come in, but we are big enough. The water is a lake, is an ocean. We can absorb. We keep flowing. Doesn't matter what comes in. And now let our meditation be like fire. Energy flowing. Thought is a bit like fire. It's energy, it's light, it's our body is hot, our body is burning food, our body is alive, our energy flows, bubbling, and our meditation can be like fire. Things come up. We burn up stuff. There's heat, there's activity. And in all this fire, we burn up whatever comes in. Things can come in from the outside, but they get burnt up. Like thoughts that are disturbing, they get burnt up. Let a meditation be like fire that can absorb all kinds of things and burn them up. Now let our meditation be like air. Feel the space inside and outside. Feel the spaciousness in our consciousness. Feel the airiness in our being, light, free. Feel ourselves like the wind. Our mind certainly feels like that, like air. But all of us, we can feel totally like air. Spacious, flowing, light, like the wind. And if we are like the air, and if our meditation is like the air, or we feel the airiness and the spaciousness, it can take influences from the world, and they just fly away. Words from people, someone else's anger, some challenge that we face in our life. Our airiness, it just comes in and just flies away in the wind, or gets dissolved into space and disappears, nothing left.
And then we meet.